This morning, your scripture came out of Ephesians 1, verses 15 through verses 16 through 23. But I want to just concentrate really on verses 18 through 23. Because this morning, like I told you in the beginning, I want you to concentrate for this year just getting in the box. Get into the box. Now, why do I say a box? Okay. One of my favorite episodes of SpongeBob. Yeah,
classic.
I is the idiot box. Okay. And it's an episode where SpongeBob and Patrick are waiting patiently for the mailman, waiting for the delivery truck to come up. The truck gets there, drops off this huge box, right? In the box is this big old television. So they take the television, they throw it out, and they jump in the box. They are excited about the box. They get into the box, and they go to town. They, oh my goodness, they are climbing mountains. They are in airplanes. They are taking on armies and everything. And, you know, Squidward walks past the box, and he hears all of this commotion going on. At one point, I think it's SpongeBob falling off the cliff, and he hears this screaming. He's like, what's going on? He opens up the box, and there's the two of them in the box. And he's looking. He was like, what was all that noise? And SpongeBob said, it was our imagination. But all Squidward saw was a box. It's incredible how what you see in the box is so different than what you see outside the box. You see, the world sees God as just the box. They look at him and it's like he's just, I mean, it's just so confining. It's just, you know, it's limiting. You know, it's not as vast as what we have. See, if you could think outside of that, you know, you could see how much more we have available to us. You know, we got this great science. We have these great philosophies. You know, it's all so big, so, you know, so much. You know, if you could just think a little bit outside the box, you might be able to come up with something, you know, more innovative, more, you know. And so they look at it, it's like, that's just it. I have to admit, sometimes even I think a little bit, God's just in the box. It's just the box. You know, I have all of this stuff that's coming up during the year. I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious. And, you know, I was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to have enough to be able to get everything accomplished? What in my strength is there going to be so that I can make sure that I'm successful during the year? I know each and every one of you students are going into 2020 and you're going, okay, how can I make it better this year? How can I make it, you know, how can I end a little bit stronger? How can I get into the school that I want to go to? How can I get that next grade? Or how can I meet the friends that I want to? Or how can I make that next step in our lives? You know, I know you young adults are looking at it going, you know, this adulting thing is hard. And is it going to be easier this year? Am I going to be able to accomplish everything? Am I going to be able to you know, really make it through? Am I going to make the mark on the world that I want to make? I know you older adults are probably saying some of the same thing. Where am I? I haven't accomplished what I need to do yet. And all of these expectations, and it leaves us with such much anxiety. It's so much when we're going in with expectations and we're nervous and I don't have enough strength. But we're thinking about ourselves. We're looking at the perspective from ourselves. We're not looking at our perspective from what's in the box. See, just like Squidward, we're looking out and we look in the box and all we see is, well, just two little things sitting in there. Or we see just our strength looking in and saying, how is all of that going to be able to handle all that I have to do and what's expected. But if you get in the box, then your perspective changes. Verse 18 says, let me find it. I pray also that the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and, verse 19, the incomparably great power of us who believe. I got to stop right there, because if I keep going, I'm going to hit point 3, 4, and 5, and I'll be all over the place. So let me start off with him giving us the eyes. You see, once you get into the box, God changes our eyes. He changes what it is that we see. All of a sudden, we go from seeing just what we can see, the limitations really of human imagination, and all of a sudden, we develop a faith that gives us sight beyond sight. It allows for us to see the imaginable. You know, inside of the box, all of a sudden, you know, when a box closes, it's dark, right? At least that's what we think. Or is it just that our eyes are just beginning to focus in on what it is that God has for us to see? Because once we're in there, all of a sudden God starts to focus us on what it is that he's trying to show us. All of our problems, all of our expectations, all of these other things are removed away, and all of a sudden we're focusing in on what God's purpose is for us to see. All of a sudden, whatever problems come against us, there is something way, what's the word, better, bigger, different, unimaginable in order for us to handle it. We walk so often into our workplace. We walk so often into our school places. We walk so often into every place that we go, and we see things. We see the problems that sit in front of us. We see the expectations that sit in front of us. We see ourselves sitting in front of us knowing that we only have a limited amount. And so it's hard for us to see beyond what we think that we're capable of doing. But when we sit in the box, God takes our eyes and says, let me put something else out there. He opens it up so that we can see beyond what is there, so that he can say, look at what it is that I've done for you. Look at it as what it is that's being done. And through my purpose, through whatever is thrown at you, I can find a better way. I can show you a different avenue. I can give you a brand new solution. I can take the pieces of what's there and create it into something much greater than you would have even imagined. When God gives us that sight, when he opens us our eyes to see, all of a sudden we are able to see past what little limitations that the world has. See, when you're on the outside of the box, you can only see the reality of what the world gives. But when you're inside the box, you see the reality of who God is, which is a vast universe greater than anything than the world even has capacity to hold. So wait a minute. So wait, you say he's going to give us eyes to see. Well, what else is in the box when we get in there? Well, the scripture says that he gives us hope. In fixating on him, we have full possibility of hope. A hope in the promise of God. My Bible calls it an objective quality of assurance of eternal life. In other words, once we're in the box, all of a sudden, whatever comes against us, we don't have a queasiness or an anxiety or fear, but there's always a hope that things are going to turn out the right way. Amen. All of a sudden, God changes our perspective in how we sit from one of anxiousness and worry, where we're sitting back, rubbing at our chin and worrying about what's going to happen next. And we as pastor has told me many times, we're able to take a look at it and go, God, how are you going to use this for your glory? I was in the car one day and had my normal worries as they come along and decided I would try that on a little bit. So I changed my prayer just a little bit. It's like, you know, this box thing is hard. So I took my issues, I took my worries, and I went and I sat in the box. And I said, God, you know what's going through my head. You hear every thought that's running through. You hear me trying to figure out this solution, that solution. You see me trying to make plans and all. Instead of me coming up with an A, B, and C, how are you planning on using this so that you could be glorified? And when I said that, for one very rare moment, I'll be very real with you, for one rare moment with me, because I stay in here, a peace just felt over me. I'm like, I'm driving the car better than I ever drove, because I ain't worried about nothing. I can see what's going on around me, because all of that worry was gone, because it's like, well, what is it? All of a sudden, my expectation became more of an anticipation. I was like, how is he going to use this? How is it? Where is that going to come out in the sermon? Where is that going to come out in my life? Where is that going to come out in my testimony? Where is that going to come out? Who is that person that he's going to bring into my way that I'm going to tell this thing to? And they're going to go, aha, that's what I've been waiting to hear. That's it. Where all of a sudden I'm not worried about getting me in the accolades, but I know God's glory is just starting to shine even more. I'm like, God, where is it? What is that hope? Now, he don't stop there. See, I hope I'm making this box a little bit attractive to you, okay? Because he gave you some hope. Okay, great. Well, what about some riches? Would that attract you to go into the box? If God gave you riches, now I ain't talking about these. Oh yeah, he wants riches. Okay. Now we could just give you the money riches and the golds and the rubies, right? We could give you that, right? Y'all be happy with the gold and the rubies. Y'all be all right, right? You be all right, right? But the genie on Aladdin can do that. So what else are these golds and riches? What else are these riches that he's promising? He promises you redemption. See, in the box, he promises you redemption. That if you can grab this piece, he's saying that, look, it means a freedom from the worries of failure. It's a release from the possibilities of shame because of the failures made. All of a sudden, it means that, hey, I know I haven't lived the perfect life. I know 2020, I'm going to make some missteps. Now, I could sit back and I can say, waddled in that, mired in that, sunk down in that dirt, never able to trudge my way through. Or I can take from the riches of redemption that God has given me and say I am free from the shame that comes with that failure. Do you realize how many lives have stopped because they are never free from the failures that they have? Do you realize how many people have stopped growing all because they made a misstep and couldn't get back out of it? They laid down on the ground and just stayed and said, oh, well, it must be all over. This year, you're going to have some missteps. Something is not going to go your way. You are going to make a path through and you're going to trip up somewhere.
Tell it.
It's going to be an oops. It might be a purposeful oops. Exactly. But God is not going to sit there and say, well, that's you. You in that chair now. Deuces, brother. He's going to say, look, you're in the box. There's freedom from that. There's redemption from that. Matter of fact, if you look at even what happened there, I can use that for something else. I can turn that and use that and creep and take you to another place. You see, this inheritance of what he gives us, so it puts us on this journey. He controls the journey. All things work together for the good. What does that mean? He's saying, in other words, look, I don't care what happens. You could be going down this road, make a left turn when you were supposed to be right. And guess what? Because I'm in control of the car, I can navigate you around all the traffic and still get you back to where you need to be. Your mistake doesn't have to be the end of you. It can just be another stop in the journey to get you to where he's taking you. But then he's like, all right, you like redemption. Well, what about some patience? Can he give you a little bit of patience to wait on what it is that he has? Oh, you're shaking your head, but I'm telling you, you want to wait. You want too often we sit back and we want things too quickly. But you know what? In wanting things too quickly, sometimes we get it and we're not ready for what's entailed in order to keep it. Okay? We want to put express on the box to get us there, but we ain't supposed to be there at the time. That box might get there and there's the door bandits waiting on it and just takes it right on away. But when you get there in God's timing, when he gets you there, he has prepared all things on the inside of you to be ready for what it is that he wants you to receive. Young people, it takes a while for us to grow. I know that there's stuff that you want right now. I know just in thinking about school, there's stuff that you want right now. I want to know exactly what it is I'm going to be doing afterwards. I want that internship. I want that girlfriend, boyfriend. I want that. You know, I want that independence. I want that job. I want that. Well, there's a lot of stuff that you already want. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm not quite where I need to be, so these things are going to pass me by. And we start to look so much in the future that we forget about what's going on around us. See, the reason there's riches and patience is because it allows for you to really just rest and marinate in all the beauty of God's blessings that are going on while you're sitting there. There's growth that's going on while you're sitting there. There's preparation that's going on while you're sitting there. There's grace that's going on while you're sitting there. So that as you're sitting there, he's preparing you. He's focusing you. He's getting everything just right so that when you arrive at your place, there's already the right people right there waiting on you. It's like when the children of Israel went into Canaan, they had to go there at the right time because God had already prepped the land a little bit. Their reputation preceded them. This little ragtag group of people coming in here to these giants, to these armed people, to these people that were already prepared, who were full of the world around them. They had all of this. And he just whispered out of here, there's something greater coming through here, brother. Y'all can't handle what's coming in. As you step into your new campus, as you step into your new job, as you step into your new experience, know that God has gone ahead of you. And as long as you've been patient in waiting, when you get there, But then he didn't stop there. He gave you riches of tolerance. In this new year, learn long-suffering, open-mindedness, and understanding of others. These riches will help you to better accept when you're wrong, help you to quickly reverse course or find a new one. It keeps you from alienating others just because they don't agree, and makes you draw a line to those who don't understand. See, tolerance helps our spirit to become immune to the poisons that Satan is throwing at us. Tolerance, see, when the body hits a tolerance level, that means now whatever is being ingested into it, it now can handle it. It no longer is affected as well by it anymore. So that means, hey, when the evils of the world start to come around us and it starts to, like, ooh, as the kids would say, I ate that. As Satan starts to throw a little bit of something at you as hard as he can, I ate that. Come on and bring a little bit more. I got this. That tolerance also allows for us to see people a little bit differently. I know we all have a little bit of instance where there are people that are different than us. You kind of go into the family dinner for Christmas and there's this one person that has that political view that's so polar opposite of what you believe. And you sit there and you have that heated argument and everybody else is going, I wish they shut up so we can eat. Y'all messing up my time. And you're sitting there and you just heat it. You don't understand. You're not listening to me. But then God quiets your spirit a little bit, learns how to quiet you and say, really hear what's being said. Because sometimes people are arguing with you because there's some pains there that they don't feel like was ever heard. They're reaching out and said, are you the one that's going to be there to embrace me and what's been hurting me for so long? Can you tolerate who I am? Can you see that there are things in life that have just been so hard on me that I feel a deficit in my spirit? And you, because you're in the box, have riches to share. And those riches you're able to give to them so that they are able to feed on these things and grow more and more rich. You see, the box's riches aren't about what's in it. I can take pieces out of it. The world thinks that the box is only as good as what you can get out of it. The riches is the fact that you're in it. Because once you're in it, it just boils out. It's overflowing out. All right, let me keep going. Y'all looking at me. Let me keep going. Whew. My favorite part here. All right, I go. Verse 19 through 22. And his incomparably great power for us, who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in his way. He gave you hope. He helped you to see. He gave you riches. And then he gives you power. The hardest thing that keeps us from wanting to stay in the box is power. We think that we have all the power we need. I got all the knowledge. I got all the knowledge I need. I got all the strength that I need. But he says he gives us a power like the one he gave when he raised Christ from the dead. In other words, he's given us a power of resurrection, rejuvenation. What has died in your life? Is it a dream? Is it a passion? What has died in your life? Christ can resurrect that in your life. You see, in God's power, there is a resurrection greater than... come on now. God's power can resurrect those things in your life that you thought was dead. That dream that you had, that relationship that you thought you wasn't going to get, that job you thought you wasn't going to get, that internship, that 3.0 grade point average. Boy, you better keep that by 3.6, 3.7, 8. That change in who you are. That renewing. That movement, that growth, that next place. So often we let those things die. They sit on the vine and wither away. And we think that they're gone. But God gives us that power. All it requires is for us to have faith in the box. Because, see, once we're in the box, God can plug us in. Once we're in the box, God can, he can rejuvenate us. He can lift us. He can energize us. Once we're in the box, all of a sudden, all things are possible. And it's not like anything that's able to get around us. Because, see, when you're in the box, you're surrounded. When you're in the box, nothing can get to you. When you're in the box, it can be labeled for delivery to the correct place. When you're in the box, no matter what's going on inside of you, God can now affect the handling of it. He can sit back and say, you know what? He's a little fragile. Let me mark the box for it so I know how to handle it safely. If you're in the box, he knows, you know what? What's in here is perishable. It needs to get there a little bit faster. Let me express mail it to where it needs to go. If you're in the box and you're broken, he knows how to label it so he can say, you know what? When he gets there, remember, there's a little assembly required. When you get in the box, God now has control of where you're going. This isn't a Flintstone box where our feet come out the bottom when we start running around where we think we need to get. In the box allows for God to take you where you need to be. All it takes is a little faith and a little love. Faith in believing that God's got you. That there's no need to jump out, peek around and say, go that way. Tell the driver where to go. But love in knowing that he's doing it because he cares for you. And that he knows that you're going to be handled with care. If there's anything you pick up from today, as you're going into this year, I want you to remember that your place is not on the outside. It's in the box. Because if you're in there, there's nothing that can conquer you. No failure. No addiction. No anxiety. No depression. No nothing. Because if you're in the box, then you're giving God permission to say, take control. Yes. Yes. And take me home. Yeah. Whatever it is you need this year, look at it with expectation. And before that clock rings on December 31st, I want you to just take off everything that you have, all of the fears, all the anticipation, all the anxiety. Pack it up. Put it to the side. If you want to carry it with you, carry it. And then I want you to just step into the box. Close the top and say, God, lead me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.